Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. This week, tuneful exposition and Broadway shows that were hits before they hit the stage. Then, many flavors of Ava. Different powerhouses sing Ava Perón at intermission. Lights are dimming in our virtual house, so please, silence all cell phones. Take a moment to look for the exit nearest you, and please refrain from standing up in the balcony until intermission when we get to the Ava part. Then, by all means, go ahead. Now, we'll start and end the show tonight with the overture to 1966's winner of the Best Musical Tony, Man of La Mancha. This is from the Broadway soundtrack, from the original recording in our vinyl vault. Composer Mitch Lee tilted at windmills in the overture to Man of La Mancha. We'll have to wait for tonight's finale to hear the handiwork of his songwriting partner, lyricist Joe Darian. Up next, a series of songs that explain the entire central conceit of a show in 4.5 minutes or less. Here's pretty much everything you need to know to keep up with the plots of You're in Town, Newsies, and The Music Man.
There. I and welcome to Urinetown. Not the place, of course, the musical. Urinetown, the place, is, well, it's a place you'll hear people referring to a lot throughout the show.
You hear the news? They carted old so-and-so off to Urinetown the other day.
Is that so? What'd he do?
Oh, such and such, I hear.
Well, what do you know? Old so-and-so.
It's kind of a mythical place, you understand? A bad place. A place you won't see until Act Two, and then, well, let's just say it's filled with symbolism and things like that. But Urinetown, the musical. Well, here we are. Welcome. It takes place in a town like any town that you might find in a musical. This here's the first setting for the show. As the sign says, it's a public amenity, meaning public toilet. These people have been waiting for hours to get in. It's the only amenity that they can afford to get into.
Say, Officer Lockstock, is this where you tell the audience about the water shortage?
What's that, little Sally?
You know, the water shortage. The hard times, the drought. A shortage so awful that private toilets eventually became unthinkable. A premise so absurd.
Whoa, 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 there, little Sally. Not all at once. We'll hear more about the water shortage in the next scene.
Oh, I guess you don't want to overload them with too much exposition, huh?
Everything in its time, little Sally. You're too young to understand it now, but nothing can kill a show like too much exposition.
How about bad subject matter?
No.
Or a bad title, even. That could kill a show pretty good.
Well, little Sally, suffice it to say that in Urinetown, the musical, everyone has to use public bathrooms in order to take care of their private business. That's the central conceit of the show.
Better hope your pennies add up to the fee. We can't have you peeing for free. If you do, we'll catch you. We never fail, and we never bother with jail.
You'll get your time.
Later on, you'll learn that these public bathrooms are controlled by a private company. They keep admission high, generally, so if you're down on your luck, you have to come to a place like this. One of the poorest, filthiest urinals in town.
And you can't just go in the bushes, either. There's laws against it.
That's right, little Sally. Harsh laws, too. That's why little Sally here is counting her pennies. Isn't that so, little Sally?
I'm very close, officer. Only a few pennies away.
Aren't we all, little Sally? Aren't we all? Well, we've talked on long enough, I imagine. Enjoy the show, and welcome to Urinetown, the musical.
Till the moment I found you, I thought I knew what love was. Now I'm learning what is true. That love will do what it does. The world finds ways to sting you, and then one day decides to bring you something to believe in for even a night. One night may be forever, but that's all right, that's all right. And if you're gone tomorrow, what was ours still will be. I have something to believe in now that I know you believed in me.
We was never meant to meet, and then we meet. Who knows why? One more stranger on the street, just someone sweet passing by. An angel come to save me, who didn't even know she gave me something to believe in for even a day. One day may be forever, but that's okay, that's okay. I know you believed in me.
Do you know what I believe in? Look into my eyes and see.
If things were different.
What, if you weren't going to Santa Fe?
And if you weren't an heiress, and if your father wasn't after my head.
You're not really scared of my father.
No, but I am pretty scared of you.
Don't be.
And if I'm gone tomorrow,
don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk-line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil? Well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, suppertime, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tank pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bebo, trying out Q-Babs, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen one fine night. They leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory, libertine men and scarlet women, and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children, children gonna have trouble.
Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bag? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. And so's your old man. What if so, my friends? You got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children, children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Yes, we got trouble.
With a T.
Gotta
rhyme it with P. And that stands for pool.
Robert Preston's Harold Hill invents a problem and the solution for the people of River City in You Got Trouble from the 1957 show The Music Man by Meredith Willson. Now that recording was from our vinyl vault. And before that, Jeremy Jordan and Kara Lindsay's Jack and Catherine find unlikely love in the middle of a newspaper strike in the 2012 stage adaptation of the 1992 movie Newsies. We started off with Too Much Exposition, An Absurd Premise, and a Terrible Title. That was the opening sequence from Mark Holman and Greg Kotis's 2001 You're in Town. Up next, two popular pieces from shows making it big right this minute on Broadway. First, we'll hear one of the many wonderful Gershwin numbers from the new stage adaptation of An American in Paris. And then, college-aged Allison remembers a childhood fight with her father over a party dress in Fun Home.
Life has just begun. Jack has found his Jill. Don't know what you've done, but I'm all a thrill. How can words express your divine appeal? You can never guess all the love I feel. For me, no other girls exist. It's wonderful, it's marvelous. She should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise. It's what I love to see. Wonderful, it's marvelous.
that she should care for me. It's wonderful.
What are you guys doing in my song?
It's my song.
We all must be in love.
She's made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful,
it's
marvelous that she should care.
You don't. T-shirt off. Look, you've messed this up already. Where's your barrette?
Ow!
Sneakers.
Why?
Because you're going to a party. Here.
I don't want to wear those.
Oh, tough.
I despise this dress. What's the matter with boy shirts and pants?
You're a girl.
This dress makes me feel like a clown. I hate it.
That's enough. We're late.
You're wearing a girl color?
Every other girl at this party is going to be wearing her prettiest dress. And you want to put on what? What? Your jean jacket? Trousers? It's all right with me. You understand. You'll be the only girl there not wearing a dress, right? Is that what you want? You want people talking about you behind your back? It's all right with me. Change your clothes. Well, go ahead. Are you gonna change?
Maybe not right now. Maybe not right now.
Dear Mom and Dad.
Good.
I'm trying to tell you something, and I'm having a hard time because it's kind of a big deal. It's not that big of a deal. It might be a big deal. I don't know. I am a lesbian. Dear Mom and Dad, I'm a lesbian.
Went to a meeting at the gay union tonight. I was petrified.
Janine Tesori and Lisa Krohn wrote the music and lyrics for the autobiographical 2013 musical Fun Home. Sydney Lucas and Alexandra Socha were the two Allisons. Michael Cerveris was Dad. Before that, Brandon Aronowitz, Max von Essen, and Robert Fairchild sang George and Ira Gershwin's Swonderful from the 2015 stage musical version of An American in Paris. House lights are coming up now in our virtual lobby, so it's time now for intermission, where you can take a break, stretch your legs, and go through the program figuring out what else you've seen that guy in. You know, the one playing the brother, that other guy? Anyway, he was great. Speaking of wondering what else you've seen someone in, how many times have you seen Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Evita? How many different Evas have you seen? It's one of the hardest roles in musical theater. A casting director friend of mine said that in auditions for Eva, they'd always make the ladies belt the highest, loudest sections and see if they could keep it classy, as he put it. Now, one of the great things about Eva is that even though she seems like a straightforward role, there are many ways to play her. Now, here's a short backwards history of some famous Evas. Most recently, Eva Perón, one of history's biggest divas, was played by Madonna, another of history's biggest divas. Fans and critics were worried that her pop-style vocals wouldn't be able to demonstrate the huge power of the character, but her charisma and celebrity helped give her the context to pull it off. Here's some of Madonna's take on Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, from the 1996 film.
It won't be easy. You'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me. All you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines at sixes and sevens with you.
Now, there's a lot of controversy about who would play Ava when it finally came time to make the movie. It went on for years with rumors about casting every huge star from Barbra Streisand to Meryl Streep. Now, weirdly enough, the person whose name was not bandied about was the one who helped make Ava such a household name. We are talking about the lady who started big and just stayed that way, Ms. Patti LuPone.
I had to let it happen. I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel. Looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. Chose freedom, running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I never expected it to.
Now, Patti is perhaps the most familiar Ava to fans of the show, but what about pre-Patti? Now, pre-Patti, Evita was a smash on the London stage, played by the first lady of the West End, the fabulous Elaine Page.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad. Don't keep your distance.
Elaine Page had great success with the Rice and Lloyd Webber team. She hit iconic status again with her next role, Grisabella, in Cats. Now, Elaine got the chance to play Ava because, as hard as it is to believe, the very first Ava just wasn't interested. Before Evita was a stage show, it was a concept album. Don't Cry For Me, Argentina was a number one hit in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Belgium. And this was back when it was a soundtrack to a show that didn't exist. Now here's Julie Covington, the first famous Ava from the 1976 concept album, Evita.
It happened. I had to
couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me. I never expected it to. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
Statesmanship is more than entertaining peasants.
We shall see, little man.
Thank you.
That was Julie Covington, the first ever Eva Perón, from the concept album of Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Evita. Lights are flickering now in our virtual lobby, so it's time to get back to the house for Act Two. We'll kick it off with a suite of music from other concept albums that were radio hits before they were stage hits. First, a number one song in Ireland in 1974 from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Next, from an album that peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard charts, Jesus Christ Superstar, a song that was a hit for two different performers. And finally, a duet from Chess that went to number one in the U.K.
You'll sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without me tonight.
Close your eyes, and forget all about us tonight. I don't know how to love you, what to do. Days when I
From the original concept album of Chess, Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon sang I Know Him So Well, one of two huge hits for Tim Rice's collaboration with ABBA songwriters Benny Andersson and Björn Ulvaeus. Another track from that record, One Night in Bangkok, was a worldwide smash for singer Murray Head. Now before that, in a recording from our vinyl vault, Yvonne Elliman sang I Don't Know How to Love Him from Jesus Christ Superstar, a song that was also a big hit for Helen Reddy. And we started out with Gary Bond and the Islington Green Comprehensive School Children's Choir with the original studio recording, also from our vinyl collection, of Any Dream Will Do from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And now it's time for our 11 o'clock number, the Big Bangaroo, right before a show's finale. Now, in this instance, we're going to tie this number back to an idea from the beginning of the show, throwing exposition into a song. And that's one of the things that makes this next piece so great. In The Producers, Max is found extremely guilty of the crimes that he and Leo committed, and while Leo runs off to Rio, Max is left alone in jail and betrayed.
Mail call! Hey, Bialystok, you got a postcard.
A postcard? From where?
Brazil.
Brazil? What do I know in Brazil? Dear Max, Rio is everything you said it was and more. Ula and I think of you every chance we get. In the morning when we have breakfast on our terrace, many different herrings. And in the evening when we samba together in the moonlight. Sorry, must run, Ula's waiting. It's almost 11. Wish you were here, Leo. Just like Cain and Abel, you pulled a sneak attack. I thought that we were brothers. Then you stabbed me in the back. Betrayed. Oh boy, I'm so betrayed. Like Samson and Delilah, your love began to fade. I'm crying in the hooscow, you're in Rio getting laid. Betrayed. Let's face it, I'm betrayed. Boy, have I been taken. Boy, I'm so forsaken. I should have seen what came to pass. I should have known to watch my ass. I feel like Othello. Everything is lost. Leo is Iago. Max is double-crossed. I'm so dismayed. Did I mention I'm betrayed? I used to be the king, but now I am the fool. A captain without a ship, a rabbi without a shul. Now I'm about to go to jail. There's no one who will pay my bail. I have no one who I can cry to. No one I can say goodbye to. I'm drowning. I'm drowning here. I'm going down for the last time. I see my whole life flashing before my eyes. I see a weathered old farmhouse with a white picket fence. I'm running through fields of alfalfa with my collie, Rex. And Rex, stop it. And I see my mother standing on the back porch in a worn but clean gingham gown. And I hear her calling out to me, Alvin, don't forget your chores. The wood needs a cordon and the cows need a milking. Alvin, Alvin. Wait a minute. My name's not Alvin. That's not my life. I'm not a hellbilly. I grew up in the Bronx. Leo's taken everything. Even my past. My past, a dying ember. But wait, now I remember. How did it begin? He walked into my office with his cockamamie scheme. You can make more money with a flop than with a hit. We can do it. We can do it. I can't do it. We can do it. I can't do it. Goodbye, Max. Lord, I want that money. I'm back, Max. Come on, Leo, we can do it. Step one, find the play. See it, smell it, touch it, kiss it. Hello, Mr. Liebkin. Guten Tag, hop, hop, guten Tag, hop, hop. Adolf Elizabeth Hitler. Guten Tag, hop, hop, guten Tag, hop, hop. Step two, hire the director. Keep it gay, keep it gay. Keep it 2-3, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn. Oola, ooh, wah, 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 wah. Step three, raise the money. A long gang, me-alley. Intermission. Step four, hire all the actors. A wandering minstrel, a thing of shreds. And next, the little wooden boy. Next, that's our Hitler. Opening night. Good luck, good luck, good luck. Break a leg. I broke my leg. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. A surprise smash. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. It'll run for years. Where did we go right? Where did we go right? Give me those books, fat, fat, fatty. Give me those books, fat, fat, fatty. Books, fat, books, fat, books, fat, books, fat. Lousy fruit. Kill the actors. You ever eat with one? Then you ran to Rio and you're safely out of reach. I'm behind these bars. You're banging Ula on the beach. Just like Julius Caesar was betrayed by Brutus. Who'd think an accountant would turn out to be my Judas? I'm so dismayed. Is this how I'm repaid? To be betrayed. Betrayed!
Counting back the entire show, including intermission, Nathan Lane's Max rails against his fate with Betrayed from Mel Brooks' 2001 Broadway adaptation of The Producers. We'll end the show tonight with the same show that brought us our overture. Here's the finale to Man of La Mancha from the original vinyl. Curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Christian Mulvaney and Michael Culler engineered the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. We'd love to hear your musical theater war stories and requests for your favorite songs. Just send us an email or call our comment line at 231-276-4444. Find us at interlockenpublicradio.org. See you in the aisles.
Thank you. show in Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say hello.